inscripción. Últimas plazas en nuestros campamentos de verano. Además, si contratas la segunda quincena para nuestro campamento del Guijo en Salamanca, obtendrás 100 euros de descuento. Más información en grupobaugan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name. This is Vaughn Radio. And I hope you guys are having fun. And I hope you'll be joining us at the book fair, Feria del Libro Madrid. I'll be there with Damian this coming Saturday, May 27th, from 11 to 2 p.m. Then again, the following Saturday, June 3rd, from 11 to 2 p.m. as well. And then we'll wrap it up on Sunday, June 11th, from 11 to 2 at stand 312. It's Grupo Baugan, or Grupo Vaughn, as it's called. I hope you guys will join us. It's going to be tons of fun. Ximena's going to be there. Ximena's going to be there on Saturday, June 3rd at 5 p.m. Also at Sunday, June 11th. And that's at also at 5 p.m. So come meet your favorite Vaughn Radio presenters, teachers, authors. We are looking forward to meeting you guys. Or reconnecting if we've already met. Si ya nos hemos conocido. All right, folks, time for Home Phones on the Show with No Name.
Home Phones, Home Phones on the Show with No Name. It's Home Phones time, cause Home Phones rhyme. They sound the same on the Show with No Name. The Show with No Name. Home Phones on the Show with No Name. Cause Home Phones time, cause Home Phones rhyme. They sound the same on the Show with No Name.
That's right, it's homophones or not, only on the Show with No Name. And this is the part of the show where I give you these tricky words, these words that I've seen my students stumble on many times. Tropezarse, to stumble. Okay, to stumble. Stumble, se escribe. And so that's why I like to look at these words, so we can clear up any little nuances that may come up. And as always, these words usually have more than one meaning. We'll take a look at the several meanings of them, prepositions that are used, you know, just to use them in their natural habitat in context. And always remember that when you're taking notes here on the show and I give you an expression or some vocabulary, put it in context, your context. All right, the first word is atado. Okay, atado. So something that is bound. We looked at that word the other day. A book, a binding, es encuadernar, to bind. So it's bound. Okay, but it's not the word bound. Es atado. Okay, so it can be el pasado o el participio del verbo atar. Okay, I think it's a pretty well-known verb. Most of you are probably familiar with it. Okay. And the second one, the second word is the ocean current. Yo siempre me costaba océano, porque we say ocean. La E y la A es un sonido, no es ocean. It's ocean. Ocean. So the second word, marea, corriente, right? También puede ser tendencia en ese significado también. We'll take a look at that a little bit later. Also, the first one has many more meanings, and we'll take a look at those as well. All right, we'll take a look at the root, que es atar. which, man, it's part of idiomatic expressions. There are many meanings as well. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you guys today's Say What soundbite for the third time. Please write down what you hear.
Right. Okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a frickin' bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info. Okay, no problem. Here's my second plan.
All right. There you go, amigos. That is part two. Part two of the show with, not the show with no name, part three. Oh, my God. Did I just say part two? Guys, really, really, thank you so much. I can't believe we've done an hour. I honestly believed we were in part two of the show. Unbelievable. Thank you. Honestly, that is, it's a magical thing to be able to have so much fun that time flies when you're working. And I love what I do. And again, that's a huge part of that is thanks to you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have got a winner over here in our Say What soundbite. Please give it up for your classmate, Kubla. Excellent. Nice job, Kubla. Wonderful, wonderful job. Also, Kubla's participating in our homophones. Let's take a look. Those are the correct words, and Kubla says they sound alike. Let's see. Chris Valrol, those are the correct words. And Chris says, I'd say they're homophones. So two super students there are agreeing. What do you guys think? Do you agree with them? I wouldn't dare disagree with them. Why? I trust them, you know. Not with everything, and I don't know them that, but I, as far as English is concerned and this level, I think both of them, I would bet on them. Would you? Let's see. Linderman says, you're the best, Alberto. Oh, no, I'm not the best. You guys are the best. Thank you so much again for giving me that job satisfaction. Not everybody gets the satisfaction and the direct contact, you know, contact with, it's more about that feedback. I think one of the biggest problems today, talking to many people in many different fields, is it's a question of feedback. A lot of people say, okay, my salary's not that great, whatever, the typical complaints. I work long hours. But one of the things that pisses people off the most is feeling like they're going unnoticed. And that happens a lot. Pasar desapercibido. Why? Well, as long as you're doing your job. But sometimes we need to hear, excellent job. Oh, and by the way, that's yesterday. I always, because everybody's quick to say what they don't like. They're quick to complain or say when they're offended. But I like to say when I'm happy and when I like something. And if you guys like that radio ad I played at the beginning, that was Dino. So, and I sent him a message, a voice message, telling him what a great job he's done on all the this book is the shit ads, las cuñas. And I also told Rob, his boss, as well. So that's how I work. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to get this guy in trouble. I'm quite the opposite. I'm like, this guy needs to be commended. He did a wonderful job, right? So that's my philosophy. All right, let's take a look at these words. The first word comes from the word tie, T-I-E. And tie is atar, as we said. It's also una corbata, kind of makes sense, right? Tie your tie. I don't know how to tie a tie. A tie es un empate también. So technically, atado puede ser también empatado. Yep. So how does that sound? Tied. They are tied for first place. My hands are tied. Esto es una expresión. No hay nada que yo pueda hacer en este momento. O sea, yo estoy sin poder aquí. My hands are tied. Oh, man, I'm tied up all afternoon. Yeah, I'm into S&M. Me gusta lo kinky ahí, lo... No, el bondage. No. También puede ser tied up, atado, but I'm tied up is busy. Oh, man, I've been tied up all week, tied up, okay? Corbata, empate. Also, we say to tie your shoes, to tie your shoelaces. Either one is fine. And I'm sure there are many more, but the sound is tied. Say it with me. And the second one is tied. So they tied at high tide. They tied him to the pier at high tide. Le ataron al muelle en la marea alta. Oh, my God, that doesn't sound good. They tied him to the pier at high tide. All right, well, folks, they do sound the same. Excellent job. Kubla and Chris knocking it out of the park. Let's finish up our spelling bee because we have a few more words we needed to look at over here. We said shuttle. We said Milky Way. We said dairy, right? It's muy diferente que diary. Your diary is dear diary. Today I had an awesome day. And dairy, de hecho, uno de mis sitios favoritos para helado en Estados Unidos se llama Dairy Queen. So, Chris, you're the movie queen, and I love to go to Dairy Queen to get my, my daughter loves it too. The next one is orbiter. This is the thing that orbits. It can be a satellite. It can be a pod. This is another word we see a lot with, when we talk about space. The best way to explain pod to you. You're all familiar with Star Wars, not the new ones. They don't count. I mean the old school ones, 1977. Okay. Do you remember when Darth Vader boards the ship? And if this is a spoiler for you, you gotta wake up, man. 1977, really? So Arturito, as you call him, Arturito, it's R2-D2 in English, and C-3PO, they get into an escape pod once they know that the ship, the safety of the ship is in jeopardy, in peligro. And they end up in what my daughter said, esto fue lo mejor, when we first watched Star Wars and they landed in the desert there. She goes, why are they in Almería? We say in English, kids say the darndest things. Niños dicen las cosas más no puntuales ahí. It's an old TV show. Kids Say the Darndest Thing, donde cogían frases de niños. I think there's one in Spanish that's very similar. Because kids, they speak from the heart, man. They speak from the heart. They don't mince their words. No mezclan sus palabras. No dicen lo que no quieren. Dicen las cosas claras. They don't mince their words. So, yes, these words, orbiter, I don't think it has another, I'm thinking about it, there's no other meaning I can think of there. Milky también, no lo he dicho, pero algo que es milky, tiene mucha crema, no es cremoso, can be creamy or milky. The next word, booster. Sure, this is a great word. This word's got three meanings that I can think of off the top of my head. One, okay, the thing that sends the rocket to the moon or wherever, booster. You call it, ¿dónde está esto? Booster. Cohete acelerador. So it's a booster. Okay. Also, a booster is dosis de refuerzo. Okay. Booster. ¿No? Te da un aumento de algo. And a boost is un aumento. Right. We boosted our sales. Right. So again, don't just think of the word as just that. And a booster seat, esto es importante, padres, apunta. Because you've got a high chair, que es la trona, el trono. Siempre me lío con eso. The kid's chair, the high chair. And then you've got the booster seat, which is la silla infantil, ¿no? Que es un poco que te da un boost, te da un aumento. Es como sentarte en una guía telefónica. Hey, important to know, it's not the same thing. Do you need a high chair or do you need a booster seat? Y seguro que si no has oído las palabras, te vas a quedar, excuse me? I need, well, what? So that word, wow, lots of meanings. And to boost, again, a great verb. We boosted our sales. The next one is the launch pad. You know this one because every day when we start our show, we are on the launch pad. La pista de despegue, pero no es la del aeropuerto. Es la de, específicamente de lanzamiento de cohetes. Launch pad, right? And just be careful. I've heard students mix up the word launch and lunch. We're going to launch the book after lunch. Dilo conmigo. We're going to launch the book after lunch. And the last word is satellite. Satellite. I know you'll recognize it. Just be careful. It's not satellite. 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 Bueno, los americanos, la primera T es como una D. Sada. Satellite. Pero algún británico dirá, satellite? Have you seen the satellite? The only satellite I've ever seen is Terminal 4S. Satellite in Madrid? It's a huge, Madrid airport is huge, by the way. It's cool. As an airport, an airplane lover, it's cool to have such a big airport. But when you're in it and you need to go from one end to the other, whoo, or from one terminal to another, God help you. God help you. You feel like Tom Hanks in the movie The Terminal. Oh, and speaking of movies, it's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And let's see if you guys can figure out the movie that I've got for you today. This is, let's see, what can I tell you? I haven't seen it, but I know it was quite popular when it came out. So maybe some of you have seen it. And either way, if you haven't seen the movie, you don't lose anything here. Why? Quite simply, you're going to learn whether you know it or not. If you know it, great. You can participate. Here we go. Robin Monroe, a New York Magazine editor, and the gruff pilot, Quinn Harris, must put aside their mutual dislike if they are to survive after crash landing on a deserted South Seas island. Okay, so let's go through this over here. Okay, Robin Monroe is a New York Magazine editor. Okay, de revistas en Nueva York. So just think corporate type, no tipa corporativa, and the gruff. And if you're gruff, es un poco basto, I think, brusco. If you're gruff with people, a little bit like that, right? Gruff. And the gruff pilot, Quinn Harris, must put aside. You can put aside your differences or you can set aside your differences. Ponerlos a un lado. You can also do it with physical things as well. But they must put aside their mutual, dilo conmigo porque he oído mutual, mutual, muy diferente, aunque se escriba igual. Bueno, casi igual. They must put aside, muy importante ese modal verb, deberían, para tener, ¿no? Para sobrevivir. They must put aside their mutual dislike, su odio, o que no se caen bien entre ellos, mutuo. If they're going to, another way to say it is if they are to survive the crash. And they crash land on a deserted island, que no hay nada, una isla desierta. In the South Seas, los mares del sur. Is it the South China Seas? I don't know. Let me see. What are the South Seas? The only one that comes to mind is the South China Sea. Let's see. The South Seas, the Pacific Ocean, south of the equator, Polynesia. Okay. All right. I know it now. Gotcha. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, looks like we've got a winner, Chris and Kubla. 6 days, 7 nights. The movie is called 6 days, 7 nights. And it was really popular when it came out in 1998. It stars Harrison Ford. Come on now. As a pilot, come on. He's playing a role. He is a pilot. So, also Anne Heche, you know, the actress Anne Heche. Also, she was huge. She died recently in a car crash. Have you guys seen the video? You should check this out. It's pretty freaky if you haven't seen it. Google Anhesh stretcher. Okay? Or ambulance. Stretcher es la camilla. She gets up. Like she sits up, se incorpora, when she's like, I don't know if that was supposed to be filmed, but it begs questions. I'm just saying. I Google it and you can, you know, formulate your own opinion there, but, there's a video of her right after the car crash. She's on a stretcher and they're putting her into an ambulance and she sits up and the guy pushes her back. It's really scary. I don't know what's going on. Something doesn't make sense there. I smell something fishy. So Anhesh, the late Anhesh, she also dated Ellen Degenerate. Yo le llamo, su nombre es Degeneres. Pero yo le llamo Ellen Degenerate, Degenerada. Well, she doesn't necessarily have a nice reputation. Supposedly she treats her staff, her team, like shit. So never liked her anyway. She seemed too phony. Demasiada falsa. Well, the island where this movie was filmed is the same island where they filmed King Kong in 1976. So that's kind of cool. Also, the plane that Harrison Ford flies in the movie, he was actually flying. Now, he's a pilot, as I said, but he had to go through several certifications. Because let me explain something for those of you who don't know. If you're a pilot, that doesn't mean you can fly any plane. There are type certifications. So you may be type certified to fly a 767 and a 757. That doesn't mean you can fly a 777, a 777, como lo llaman, or a 787. So these are certifications. So he had to get recertified to fly this specific plane. And also the insurance company, since he was flying the rest of the cast and other people, they said, well, wait, there are a lot of lives in jeopardy, in peligro, could potentially be in jeopardy. So he had to, retrain a bit there. And I'm sure the actors felt better about that as well. Let's take a look at the scene. Robin says, what are you looking at? Fijaos, looking at todo junto, otra vez, como te dije antes. Si van juntos, van juntos. No los separes. What are you looking at? What are you? No, it's what are you? What are you? What are you looking at? It's dos partes. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? What are you? Pausa. Respiras. Hay que respirar. You got to remind me of that sometimes. What are you looking at? And Quinn says, nothing. Nothing. And Robin says, something. Algo estás mirando. And Quinn says, nothing. Nothing. And Robin says, no, don't give me that. No me vengas con esta. You were ogling, okay? And to ogle is comerse con los ojos. It's giving her like a mirada lujuriosa. Toma. To ogle over someone, okay? Or to ogle at, you can, depending on the context. So you were ogling. And Quinn says, ogling? Let me ask you something. Te voy a preguntar algo, porque cuando dices let me, no está, perdón, deja que te pregunte algo, porque estás diciendo, te lo voy a preguntar. Let me ask you something. When you go into a department store, grandes almacenes, you say, to buy something like that, what do you say to the clerk? Give me that outfit so no one will look at me? So, dice que va, he's saying that she's dressed in a very sexy or provocative way. So he goes, when you go into the department store, do you say to the clerk, give me that outfit so no one will, he's saying, you're wearing an outfit, so I look at you. There's that, you know. And Robin says, no, I like people looking. Me gusta que la gente me mire. Just not you. Es tú que me molestas. What a great answer. No, I don't mind attention. It's just from you. I don't want it. And Quinn says, if it makes you feel any better, you're not my type. And now his ego has been damaged. Oh, his manhood. And he goes, well, if it makes you feel better, you're not my type. That's like that's the oldest line in the book. And Robin says, oh, good. Why? And Quinn says, why? Yeah, you know.
I'm making conversation. Why? Estoy haciendo, entablando la conversación. Why? And Quinn says, you talk too much. Hablas demasiado. You're opinionated. Tienes demasiadas opiniones, ¿no? Tienes que darlas siempre, right? You're opinionated. You're stubborn. Cabezota. Sarcastic. Sarcástica. And stuck up. Creída. Piénsalo. If you're stuck up, vas con la nariz levantada. Your nose is stuck up in the air. Right? And you're stuck up. And your ass is too narrow. And your tits are too small. Oops. And es demasiado estrecho. Tu culo y tus peras están demasiado pequeñas. And Robin says, hey, you want to know why you're not my type? And Quinn says, nope. All right, well, folks, I can't believe it. We've got to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the fourth and final part of today's show. So stick around.
Atención, últimas plazas en nuestros campamentos de verano. Además, si contratas la segunda quincena para nuestro campamento del Guijo en Salamanca, obtendrás 100 euros de descuento. Más información en grupobaugan.com.
¿Tienes un nivel B2 de inglés, pero necesitas certificarlo oficialmente? En Baugan tenemos el mejor curso para conseguirlo. Prepara tu B2 Express. En solo 3 meses y con 30 horas de clases online, podrás realizar la prueba oficial de Oxford para obtener tu certificación. ¿Todavía tienes un B1, pero quieres subir de nivel? Prepara tu B2 Premium es tu curso. Mejorarás en las 4 destrezas, reading, writing, listening y speaking, y aprenderás las habilidades necesarias para realizar el examen de la forma más exitosa. No olvides que tu trabajo personal es clave para conseguir tu objetivo. Nuestro equipo de profesores Baugan estarán supervisando y corrigiendo tu trabajo en todo momento. Desarrollado por Oxford University Press y certificado por la Universidad de Oxford. ¿Quieres tu B2? Apúntate en la sección de preparación de exámenes en grupobaugan.com.
Ahora puedes aprender inglés con Baugan y Alexa de Amazon. Solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Bienvenido a Aprende Idiomas con Alexa. Hoy vas a poder aprender lecciones de inglés nivel iniciación con Alexa en colaboración con Baugan. Podrás aprender desde nuevo vocabulario a pronunciación y mucho más. Cada lección contiene secciones de práctica y de preguntas. Empecemos. Veamos ahora 5 actividades con el verbo ir.
To go.
Ir al gimnasio es.
To go to the gym.
La G de
gym
suena casi como una H.
To go to the gym.
Dilo tú.
To go to the gym.
Correcto.
Eso es. Practica inglés con Baugan y con Alexa de Amazon. Acuérdate, solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Esto sí que es un
buen comienzo. Te toca.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Baugan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Bonjour à tous. Aujourd'hui, je vous propose de nous intéresser.
¿Sabías que en Baugan no solo enseñamos inglés? Ya está a la venta el nuevo libro Écoute, con el que mejorarás tu comprensión auditiva en francés, tengas el nivel que tengas. A lo largo de 45 capítulos que irán aumentando en dificultad, expondrás tu oído al francés hablado en diferentes acentos y registros. Las grabaciones y podcasts, en su mayoría de emisoras de radio y de televisión, se trabajan en el libro a través de preguntas de comprensión y ejercicios al más estilo Baugan, para que realmente seas capaz de superar la difícil barrera de entender a los nativos. ¿Qué es que tú attends? ¿A qué esperas? Consigue Écoute por solo 16,95 en Baugan Tienda o en tu librería favorita.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles, y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosbaugan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Come on in, everybody. It's time for part four. Remember, you've got tons of amazing programs on Vaughn Radio all day long. If you're looking for solutions to your English issues, stop by our website, GrupoVaughn.com. Also, you can call us if you're traditional, 911-38-5831. 911-38-5831. Our website, GrupoVaughn.com. Our bookshop, VaughnTienda.com. And just search for Grupo Vaughn on all your different social media platforms. And while you're at it, ya que estás, follow Tosh, Dave, Kyle, and all my amigos at Vaughn Radio, and you'll learn English and have tons of fun. And follow me, of course. Follow me. All right, amigos, are you ready for another challenge? This is going to be a tough one. Well, either way, lately we've had a lot of difficulty here. Well, not a lot of difficulty, but not too many people have gotten it. It's been pretty tough lately. Leo has been rising to the challenge, but I gotta say, all of you have, but I have a feeling, you know, just I'm getting this feeling that the last couple double troubles have really caused trouble, as the name suggests. So let's see how you do with this one. And you want to know something crazy? I almost said this before, and I stopped myself from saying the idiomatic expression. All right, so here is your double trouble. You have to use the same word twice. Siempre le digo a mi hija que vaya a por todas o que apunte alto. Okay? Okay. So, oh, and the second part, claro, se me olvidó la segunda parte. Hay dos frases. Me tiro a la piscina o actúo sin pensarlo mucho. No, hablo desde, I said before, I speak from the heart. I don't filter it very much, right? That's what I'm trying to say here. So, te lo repito todo. Es difícil, ¿eh? Siempre le digo a mi hija que vaya a por todas, que apunte alto. Me tiro a la piscina o actúo sin pensarlo mucho, ¿no? Hablo sin editar. All right? There you go, my amigos. I'll give you a little clue if you'd like. Here's a little a sound clue that may or may not help you. Hey, I think that's the key right there. If you know what that action is, it might give you a clue. All right, let's also listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the fourth and final listen. Please write down what you hear word for word.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a frickin' bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info. Okay, no problem. Here's my second plan.
All right, there's your Say What soundbite, folks, and we will take a look at who that is, what's being said, and all that jazz in just a little bit. But let's go back to our double trouble right now and see if you guys are having trouble with it. Okay, right now nobody's got it. Ooh, this is, I don't know if it's, the examples are getting harder. I don't know. Hey, well, I'm asking you guys. I'm thinking aloud here. Estoy pensando en voz alta. So siempre le digo a mi hija, that part's easy, que vaya a por todas. No, que apunte alto. Me tiro a la piscina, ¿no? Actúo o hablo sin pensarlo mucho. Desde aquí, sin editar. Okay? Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, because when you look it up here in Spanish, it says to speak or act hastily. So, tirarse a la piscina, actuar sin pensar. Okay? English synonyms. It's hard. It's a really difficult one here, man. But I have faith in you. I'm sure somebody's going to be able to figure it out. Maybe not. Let's see. Monse is taking a stab at it. And Monse says, that's the speech I always say to my daughter. Go big or go home. Free speech. I like it. I like what you're doing there. It's not what I have written here. But I like it. Let's see. Kubla. Kubla says, I always tell my daughter to shoot high. I always shoot from the hip. Well, the first part, I haven't heard shoot high. I don't know. Maybe it's British or Australian. I haven't heard to shoot high, though. But I get it. It makes sense. And the second part, which is the hardest part, I think is the one you got there. So the second part is to shoot from the hip. Piénsalo. Disparo, no saco el arma, punto, disparo. I shoot desde la cadera. I shoot from the hip. You want to know the truth? Right? I don't edit what I say. I say it, and then later I think about it. I remember this expression. If you've seen the famous movie Something About Mary, Algo Pasa con Mary, there's a scene where they're talking about Matt Damon's character. Matt Dillon, not Matt Damon. ¿Ves cómo me lío aquí? And he says, I shoot from the hip. And you can see it in context there. So to shoot from the hip. Tirarse a la piscina, it says here. And the first part, I always tell my daughter to shoot for the stars, to shoot for the moon, right? So these are expressions that mean, tienes que ir a por el cielo, por todas, a por la, you know? And if you think about it, now we call it a moonshot, a moonshot. This is, we were just talking before about Kennedy's speech. A moonshot is un jonrón alto, okay? It means a big, big acción, right, that you've done. Okay, when Steve Jobs and Apple released the iPhone, that was their moonshot, okay? So they shot for the moon, iban a por todas. So, again, if you listen to that JFK speech, a lot of people call it the moonshot speech. So shoot for the moon. Shoot for the stars. I tell my daughter that. And I also tell my students that day in, day out. Día tras día. Because you know me. I shoot from the hip. Okay, I can always go back and edit and rectify, but I shoot from the hip. That's the kind of person I am. All right, folks, it's time to move on, though, to a section I know you love. I know you look forward to it every day here with bells on, and I'm talking about You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're Joking is the section where we learn English with a little splash of humor here. And folks, let's see if you get these jokes. If you get them, you can explain them to us. Either way, I will explain the jokes afterwards. And as you can imagine, these are jokes that have to do with space today. Well, I'm in that kind of mood ever since. Well, JFK, you know me. He's one of the people I look up to, JFK. And I'm not a big fan of politicians, by the way. So here we go. Let's see if you get this joke I've got for you. Why couldn't the astronaut stay focused? Why couldn't the astronaut stay focused? Y pronuncia esta palabra, por favor, conmigo. No es focus o focus que he oído. It's focused. Okay, focus. Y luego en pasado, focused. Y también el participio, right? So why couldn't the astronaut stay focused? Because he kept spacing out. No. He kept spacing out. No. I space out all the time. And I'm not an astronaut. Let's see some comments. The Last Mohican says, we choose to go to the moon not because it is easy, but because it is hard. There you go. That's right. Part of that moonshot speech. Born to Iron Man. He says AC/DC shoots from the hip on stiff upper lip. Awesome. Great job, Born to Iron Man. Finding it in pop culture. You know I love it. All right, so did anybody get the joke? It's to space out? All right, well, obviously space is el espacio. Space también es sitio. I need space. Necesito espacio. But also to space out is to daydream. It's to not be present in the moment. So think about it. My wife asks me a question. Alberto, what time do we have to be there tomorrow? And I'm like, I'm singing the national anthem in my head. Oh, say, can you see? And she's like, hello, Earth to Alberto. You spaced out. Okay. To space out. Desconectarse. Right. To space out. To daydream is another way to say it. Right. Fantasear, no? You're not present. Your mind is somewhere else. Or, you know, oh, what just happened? I'm sorry. I spaced out. I wasn't here for a moment, right? And that's when we say that famous expression in our alien voice, Earth to Alberto, Earth to Alberto. So to space out. Did you know that one? Also, when you're writing a book, you need to space things out accordingly. No, hacer, colocar todo en el espacio, aptamente, correctamente, right? So why couldn't the astronaut stay focused? He kept spacing out. And where did he drink? Oh, easy, at the space bar. No, the space bar, la barra del espacio, and on the keyboard, y la barra. El bar en el espacio. Okay, but why was the star arrested? ¿Por qué se arrestó a la estrella? Se detuvo a la estrella. Why was the star arrested? Easy. It was a shooting star. No. A shooting star. Oh, my God. Don't shoot the messenger. All right. A shooting star, uno que dispara, but also a shooting star is una estrella fugaz. Shooting star. Okay. Hey, you know who's a shooting star? Alec Baldwin. That's not funny. He really killed somebody. Like, why isn't he in jail? Oh, because he's famous and rich. Okay, right. Gotcha. So why didn't the dog star, last one I promised, keep your tomatoes. Hold on to them. Okay? Why didn't the dog star
laugh at the joke. Do you call it the dog star? The dog star. Dog star. I don't know. In Spanish? Dog star. In Spanish. Let's see what they call it in Spanish. I'm looking for it, folks. 97 languages. What about just Spanish? That'll do it. You call it Alpha Canis Majoris. Yeah, that's what you call it. Okay, so I guess, yeah, canine, canino, same thing. So why didn't the dog star laugh at any of my jokes? Well, he was just too serious. No? Serious? Serio? And Sirius is the brightest star in the night sky? The dog star, Canis Majoris, is also called Sirius. Se escribe Sirius en vez de Sirios. All right. I thought it was funny. What do you call the dog star? Or why didn't the dog star laugh at any jokes? It was too serious. All right, guys. I know these weren't the greatest jokes you'll ever hear in your life, but hopefully you learned some double meanings, and hopefully you guys are ready for our next section, which is a section where we celebrate, and every day we celebrate life here on the show. We celebrate the fact that we're learning, that we're healthy, but why not celebrate some birthdays too while we're at it? Ya que estamos. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And folks, we've got some cool birthdays coming up. I've given you guys some clues, as I always do, all throughout the show. Let's see if you guys know who these people are. The first person was born in 1969. She died last summer, August 11th, 2022. She was in a car crash in Hollywood, California, and a very talented actress. She's been in so many movies. She was in the movie 6 Days, 7 Nights, and so many other movies. She's been in a couple movies with Harrison Ford. She was in a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres, as I call her. And what else? She's 6 Days, 7 Nights. Oh, she was also in Donnie Brasco. What a great movie, Donnie Brasco. She was in Wag the Dog, which is awesome. If you haven't seen that movie, it's with Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman. It's written by screenwriter and playwright David Mamet. Es buenísimo. And it's about how they start a war to distract the people away from the fact that the president had an affair. Un asunto. So they start a war. And it's crazy. And to wag the dog is to distract people. Mira aquí, no hay. Right? To wag the dog. Really good stuff. And we can learn from the title. And I think if you don't know who she is by now, then you might not know who she is. She's very, very famous. But unfortunately, she died a lot sooner than she should have. This next guy is a scorpion. Well, no, I don't mean a Scorpio like me. I mean a scorpion. And no, I don't mean an animal with claws and a stinger. I mean, follow them as one down to Gogi Pond, listening to the wind of change. And last but not least, this person was born in 1963. Extremely funny guy. He played Wayne in Wayne's World. He also played, what else? Wayne in Wayne's World. Dr. Evil and Austin Powers, and very, very funny characters. Now, don't get confused, because this guy doesn't go by the name Michael. Because if he went by the name Michael, then it's the fictional character from Halloween. So there's a big difference between Mike Myers and Michael Myers. Michael Myers, hockey mask, knife, slasher. Mike Myers, funny guy. I heard he's a bit of a Devo, though. He's not easy to get along with. All right, folks, we've got some winners. Give it up for Kubla and Chris. Number one, Anne Heche. Anne Heche. Number two, Klaus Meine. Not yours, mine. Klaus Meine from the Scorpions. And last but not least, Mike Myers. Not to be confused with Michael Myers. And this is him playing one of his quintessential characters, Dr. Evil. Dr. Malvado? What do you call him? Dr. Evil. And this is, I mean, all of his lines have become really, really famous. So let's take a look at what he said in this scene. This is from the original Austin Powers movie. And he goes, right, people. Venga, gente. Correcto. You have to tell me these things, okay? Because I think he's saying, we're going to make it look like Prince Charles had an affair on Diana. And then we'll force a divorce. And he's like, sir, they got a divorce 5 years ago. He was frozen. So he goes, right, people, you have to tell me these things, okay? Me tenéis que poner al día, me tenéis que contar estas cosas bien. I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a freaking bone here. Échame un cable. Throw me a bone. Dame algo. I'm the boss. Soy el jefe. Need the info. Necesito la información. Okay, no problem. Here's my second plan. So as any evil character, he's always scheming, planificando, tramando, scheming. Let's hear Mike Myers as Dr. Evil.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a frickin' bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info. Okay, no problem. Here's my second plan.
All right, amigos, and my plan is to do Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric. And thank you, thank you, thank you once again for your energy, for your excitement, and for bringing the magic day in, day out. Don't forget, you've got amazing programs here on Vaughn Radio. I got to tell you something. I know in my case, if you wanted private classes with me, I don't know if it's possible, but you can have classes with me every day. I know Ximena's schedule is booked. I know Tash Pasqua can't fit any more classes or any more work in her day. But you guys are lucky enough to have these amazing teachers every day for free here on Vaughn Radio. And the only thing we ask, and you don't have to do it, but if you're happy and you love it, spread the word. Let people know that we're here and we're teaching English, and English doesn't have to be some boring thing. We can learn English with movies, music, and the world around us. So thank you, thank you, thank you again. An absolute pleasure. Stay tuned for Ximena Holiday. Again, she'll be with you for the next hour on Test Your English. I'll give you guys the song. The song is Still Loving You by the Scorpions. Yeah, I was going to do Wind of Change, because that's one of their famous ones, when the Berlin Wall came down. Follow them who's one, down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. But that's a downer. Estás un poco bajón. It's a beautiful song. So I figured we could rock out with Still Loving You. So if you guys Google the lyrics with me, we can sing it together. Time. It needs time.
to win back your love again. Ganárselo de nuevo. I will be there. I will be there. Love, only love can bring you back. Love, someday. Fight, luchar. I will fight to win back your love again. It is a rock ballad. The Scorpions are famous for these. Thank you so much, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you learned, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow for more of The Show with No Name on Vaughn Radio. Sing it with me. I can't hit these notes. I need your help. Are you ready? Time. You. Time. Wait for it, Alberto. Ah. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Ciao for now. Right up, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again. Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for the book fair at the Retiro Park in Madrid. It kicks off on May 26th till June 11th. Join us at Grupo Vaughn's stand, stand 312-312. I'll be there with Damian Moya presenting our latest book. Yeehaw! And my amigos will be there signing their books as well. Don't miss
Julia Linares, or Jules, host of the Let's Get Random show.
Dave Boys, host of The Salad.